You guys are all from St. Louis, correct?
That's right.
Okay, so can I ask you guys about the move, I guess, to Columbia and kind of what happens to your musical process or agenda, so to speak, if you guys don't mind sharing about that?
Well, when we were living in St. Louis, when we first started the band, it was really just me and Hannah, my twin, and Amanda was living in Jackson, Mississippi at the time for the job she had. And so when she moved back to Columbia.
The year before we moved.
And then when we got to come to Columbia, it's kind of like the band, we were able to have regular practices together because she joined the band like when we were 19 and or 18. And so, like, this year we've been able to focus a lot more. We meet, like, once, have, a little meeting once a week. And so we've gotten more serious about it, I guess, I would say.
Yeah, so I think, like, moving to Columbia, the main difference, like, this album, all the songs we wrote were from the past 2 years, the years that we had lived in Columbia. I think our music has definitely evolved since when we were in high school. We added more drums, we added glockenspiel, and I think also our harmonies have become more complex, and our the way I play guitar is more complex.
Yeah, Hannah's a music major, so she studies classical guitar, but she also has had to take a lot of singing classes and music theory and stuff, so I think that has an effect too, being in college.
So just kind of Columbia opened up your study, so to speak. You guys were able to kind of pursue that more professionally and academically. How about working with, like, I guess Columbia is like a city. Downtown's pretty music culturally saturated, if you don't mind me using that expression. How's it been kind of working in the Columbia circuit and, you know, the institutions and people in Columbia that are very musically minded, like such as yourselves?
I would say Dubnub got a really good introduction to Columbia by playing at True False when the girls were seniors in high school. That was a cool way to sort of jump into music here in Columbia.
And we get recognized all the time, and people will be like, oh, you played True False. And so that's a really great way to be involved with the community, and people recognize you from that.
But also, I think we played at the Blue Fugue a lot. I think when we first came to Columbia, like, we had a hookup with the manager, and he let us open a lot. And then we started opening at Mojo's a lot too. So opening at shows was pretty awesome, and that gave us more, like, Columbia cred.
I like opening shows way more than
headlining
shows. Yeah,
it's really fun. You don't have to worry as much because,
you get to play first.
Yeah.
Yeah, but going off of that, we're pretty, we're like, in the more, like, bigger venue scene, but I think we're also in with the more DIY culture in Columbia music, the Columbia music scene. We sometimes book, like, house shows and stuff. Our album release was a house show, and so that kind of comfort and, you know, atmosphere is really important to us. And, you know, we're a pretty DIY band. We make everything ourselves, and that's how we love to do it.
Well, dovetailing off that, let's talk about your new album, Wild Dreaming, I believe it's entitled.
Yes.
Can you tell me a little bit more about that, how it's different, and kind of what you guys hope to accomplish with this one? It's a full-length album, right?
Yeah, it has 14 tracks.
Oh, that's two full-length albums you guys have produced now?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. And we hadn't released anything in 2 years, so we've been working on this one for a long time, and we're pretty proud of it.
We started the recording process at Centro Cellar Studios with Will Reeves. I think it was early February of 2013, and we spent a lot of time there, and really, compared to our other recording processes, we really paid close attention to things that were bothering us in recording, and we went over it a lot.
Yeah, in the past, times. Albums had just been recorded in a weekend.
And this has been months and months.
Yeah.
Very tedious, and
wasn't that tedious.
Well,
I would tedious is the wrong word. Meticulous.
Oh. Those are synonyms.
Y'all. But yeah, it was really fun.
So much fun.
Studio is definitely a cool experience.
Yeah, the previous albums were recorded in my bedroom and someone's kitchen. So to actually go into a studio was pretty fun. And Will is awesome. And he played bass on a bunch of the tracks. And so he you know, did more than just pushing buttons. So that was really helpful and great.
Well, awesome. Last question I have for you guys is you guys are also involved in some kind of community outreach stuff with kids with your Como Girls Rock project and now Como Ladies. Do you guys mind talking and, you know, telling me a little bit about that?
A couple summers ago, we went on tour and we played a show in Oakland, California, and our friend volunteered at their Girls Rock Camp. And so we were coming through the week of camp, so we got to play as the lunchtime band, and to experience that camp was really awesome, and it inspired us to want to start a camp here in Columbia. So we just decided we were going to do it, and there were maybe 20 people involved in volunteering for the camp this summer, and yeah, it was a great experience, and all three of us were involved. I'm one of the main organizers, and Hannah was a guitar instructor and a band mentor, and Delia was a band mentor and a vocal instructor, and yeah, it was great. It was so much fun.
For our listeners, can you give a little background on what kind of programs you guys have been running? I mean, like, just what Como Girls Rock is.
Yeah, it's a week-long day camp for teenage girls in the summer, and they get to take an instrument lesson in guitar, or bass, or drums, or vocals, and also start a band with three or four other friends and write a song during the week of camp. And then it ended with a showcase at Mojo's, where they all got on stage and performed a song that they had written, maybe playing an instrument they had never touched before, and they rocked it. So, yeah, that's what the camp was. And then we're doing a ladies' rock camp in January, which is a modified version just during a weekend for women over the age of 18. And we're very excited about that as well.
Last thing, anything coming up or new we should be waiting for? Coming out from you guys, whether it's music releases, sneak peeks, music videos, anything?
So
live performances.
Our album just came out on Tuesday, but we are also going to have a pre-order for vinyl, and so that, and we're so excited about it. So look out for that, because that'd be, it's gonna be cool.
So, but yeah, you can listen to our music on Bandcamp. It's dubnub.bandcamp.com.